30. He separates. He's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Florida State. Warwick got a third down.
Winky looking winky. Wants to throw the knockout punch to Warwick. Warwick open. Touchdown. He did catch it. Touchdown. He did catch it. Touchdown, Florida State. Oh, Peter Warwick, how'd you do that?
Kermit Whitfield to the left side. A hole to the 30. Kermit Whitfield to the 30. To the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown at the zone. Kermit Whitfield, a 100-yard touchdown. Here's the snap. Winston rolling right. Close the pass on the other. It's caught. It's caught. It's caught. Oh, for the end zone battle. Coleman. Touchdown.
We're doing it for everybody. We're doing it big all over the country, all over the world. And I'm proud. I'm proud to say I'm a Florida State Seminole.
You are listening to a solo edition of the Garden and Old Show from the Hotel Alba Studios in Tampa, Florida. I'm traveling, you guys. Vince has an occasion he can't skip. He had something already booked and scheduled he couldn't skip. But guess what? You got me. You got Garden Old. You got live 7 o'clock on a Thursday. And guess what? We got some ACC football to talk about tonight. We got a game tonight. So that's what I'll be doing right after the show is popping on some Thursday night ACC football. Welcome into the show. Listen, if you're new to the show, like, subscribe, share to your friends. We've had a ton of growth. We've had a ton of involvement, a lot of comments, a lot of interaction with our fans this year. And it's been so nice to see. So if you like the show, tell everyone you know. Tell every FSU fan you know about the Garden Old Show. We'd love to have more of you join the show, but let's get started. Let's start off with the weight game. Just a quick, brief, hey, let's put that to bed before we move on to bigger and better things. So Wake, we knew, we expected that game to be a blowout, and it was. It was probably the best game control game that FSU has had this season. They played really smoothly. There was only really maybe a 8 to 10 minute period during that game where things were not going Florida State's way, but you never felt like the game was in jeopardy or in doubt. Keon Coleman doing what he does best, man. He just beast mode on everyone. It doesn't matter how many people they put up against him. And what's funny is, you know, they knew Johnny Wilson was not going to be available. You know, Wake knew that. They game planned for it. They knew who the number one receiver was. Keon Coleman didn't matter. Keon just, you know, made them absolutely look embarrassing. Really, really good performance overall. Jordan Travis had a fantastic game. He's continuing to move up the record books. You know, it's a little too early to say all-time wins he's getting close to. He would have to win every game this season and the national championship to tie as number one quarterback in all-time wins. So we hope, knock on wood, that that's the case. But it was a really, really fun game, and you feel the positivity all week long with Florida State fans. Everyone said, for the first time this year, we all kind of got in a circle and agreed that that was a complete performance. Let me know what you guys thought about the game against Wake. We got the comment section. You know, post a comment, a question for tonight's show, and I'll put you on the air. Let's get your question answered. We have a few already in the chat room right here and some longtime listeners, so we'd love to hear you guys post some comments. All right, you guys. Pitt. Pitt has stunk the entire year. They have beat Wofford, the first game of the season. Then we have a loss to Cincy, loss to West Virginia, loss to North Carolina, loss to Virginia Tech. Then they have an odd out of nowhere win against Louisville. Louisville kind of stubbed their toe. I don't even understand how that's possible. But then lost to Wake, who we just obliterated. They lost to them 21-17. And then they got destroyed this past week by Notre Dame 58-7. So you're talking about a Pitt Panther team, you know, 2-6 on the year. Not looking great. Pitt Panther fans are not having a good time. Will they be ready to roll over? My guess is no. I don't think Pitt will have one of those rollover performances just letting Florida State do anything they want. I still think Florida State will win the game comfortably, but I do think we are every ACC team's biggest game of the year. So when we come to town, and this is the final road game, those Pitt fans and those Pitt players and coaches know that Florida State is a top four team, And if they beat them, it would be a changer for the whole year, right? So you have to go into this game, if you're FSU, with a mindset and attitude of domination and to not take them lightly, because any team can be any team any weekend. College football is a weird sport sometimes. Unexpected results happen. And so you just have to go into the game knowing that you have to give 100%, blow the team out, and get home with a win. Now, Pitt's not going to put up a whole lot of fight. I think if the first quarter they come out and it's, you know, they're playing emotional and they're excited, that's great. But by the second or third quarter, the hope is that FSU, you know, takes the lead by 14 to 21 points by halftime. And this is maybe a mirror image of the Wake Forest game. That's what I'm hoping for, at least. I do think Pitt doesn't match up at all well against Florida State in any position. If you look at all the advanced metrics on Pitt, there's not a whole lot to like. It's kind of a weird year for Pitt. You know, generally they're pretty stingy on defense, but they're giving up a lot of points this year. They're not scoring points. So really, they're usually we go into one of these games and we could say, well, you know, the team does have this, and that could be a problem. I don't see a problem. Top to bottom, I'm not kidding. I do not see a problem or a mismatch that Florida State doesn't overwhelmingly match up well against Pitt. So I expect a very big blowout for Florida State. I'll give you my official score later in the game, but I don't think there's a whole lot to cover with the Pitt game just because it seems like it's a foregone conclusion, knock on wood, that Florida State handles that game. I do want to put up a graphic here, and thank you for to friend of the show, Parker, for providing tonight's graphics. So what this is showing is Florida State's remaining schedule and how we make it to the ACC championship and hopefully to the playoffs. Louisville obviously is, you know, the other teams are in contention, right? Louisville has the best shot statistically other than Florida State to make the ACC championship. However, I don't think that's going to happen. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Miami, I'm calling fraud alert on that one. In my opinion, and this is not hyperbole at all, I think the ACC championship race to who will play Florida State is North Carolina and Virginia Tech. North Carolina, embarrassing losses the last couple weeks. Who would have thought, you know, they're every single year, they're the fraudulent goat, man. They just go out there and they, you know, win a bunch of great, really good games, and then they completely fall apart when they play, you know, teams that they should be blowing out. And Virginia Tech's the weird one. It's like Virginia Tech started the year awful, just awful, and they've rebounded pretty nicely, and they actually have a shot, man. If they can get things together in the last couple weeks, they actually have a shot. Do I think Louisville has a shot? Of course they do. Technically, according to the odds, they have the best shot to make it to the ACC championship outside of Florida State. But Miami's the only team I really don't think has a shot. And that's not just because I hate Miami, and it's not because we're going to play them. But I'm counting another loss guaranteed. I think Florida State's going to kick Miami's ass in 2 weeks. So I think Miami is done for the year. Before we go any further, I do want to thank the friends of the show coming in. Vince claimed he was away on business here. Made time for us, though. You know what? He's a hell of a guy. Had to throw in the tagline for Garrett Holt Show. No inside info, no contacts, no problem, and no Vince. Ryan holding down the fort. I'm trying to, Vince. You're the anchor of the show. You're the anchor. Raj, friend of the show. I think he's referencing some of my predictions on who I think the race is down to go to the ACC championship. Raj is a Miami fan, so he's probably very disappointed to hear that I don't think Miami will make it to the ACC championship. No offense, Raj, because I love you. I think you're an amazing guy, but I don't think it happens. I for a while I thought Miami was actually a pretty good team, but even with the wins they've had the last couple weeks, they haven't necessarily been, if you use the eye test, they haven't been impressive. So I do think that that's going to be a blow off. Season's not over. Raj doesn't make a good point. Season's not over. No, I mean, Miami can finish with a winning record. for sure, but I just don't see ACC championship in their futures. Thanks again, everyone, for the comments. The show is always more fun if people are commenting in the show. So if you got a question, post it in the chat. But if you look at this, it's just one of those things where, as a Florida State fan, if you beat Pitt this weekend, it's over. We're in. There's nothing else to talk about. Problem solved. And I think even with the current, if Louisville were to lose this weekend, if Louisville loses a single another ACC game, even if we were to hypothetically, in a bizarre situation, lose to Pitt and Miami, we would still have the tiebreaker as long as Miami also lost another one. So interesting year, man. Interesting year for the conference. Hopefully it's one of the last few years in the conference. I know the ACC released all these long-term ACC teams, posted, you know, the conference schedules this past week for the next couple of years, like, and they're pumped and locked and everything's good to go. And Florida State was like, here's the schedule for the ACC. ACC. And that was it. There was no fanfare. I thought it was hilarious. Clearly Florida State is on the way out. It's just a matter of time. Can't come soon enough, my friend. For all of you watching out there, can't come soon enough. Get us, Miami, Clemson, North Carolina, get us out of this god-awful conference that we can be. Because listen, I'm about to get into the playoff show, right? It's the first time I've watched the playoff selection committee show since 2014, when we are actually, you know, relevant, and maybe 2015. I think in the first show, the first playoff selection show, we were at least in the top seven in 2015, but it's been a while, right? So there's been no reason to watch the show if you're a Florida State fan. Watched it last night. My prediction was for Florida State to actually come in at three. I look at Florida State's wins, their strength of schedule, recent domination, game control. It checks a lot of boxes, man. And I just don't see how they're, I don't see how Michigan is as high as they are. Was surprised to see Ohio State as number one. I really thought they'd give the nod to Georgia. I know they're not supposed to go on last year's record. It's all about this year, but, you know, defending national champions, still undefeated. I would give the nod to Georgia as number one. I'd probably put Ohio State at two, and I would put Florida State at three, and Michigan at four. I'm actually on the edge, Michigan and Washington, which one? What's great about this, though, is, man, these rivalry games, not for Florida State coming up, but these ranked-on-ranked games like Ohio State, Michigan, Washington, and Oregon, and all these teams, and Washington, USC, there's so many good games coming up that have direct implications on this ranking that my prediction is by three, four weeks from now, only maybe two of these teams are still in the top four for the playoffs, and wouldn't that be fun? Nobody loves a good shakeup in the college football standings like Ryan. I could promise you that, unless it's Florida State, in which case I'll be pissed, because the unfortunate thing is when your schedule remaining is Pitt, Miami, North Alabama, and Florida, none of which are great. Miami's probably the best out of those teams. If you were to lose to any of those teams, I think Florida State is out of the playoffs. Even if they win the rest of the games, win the ACC championship, I think we're on the outside looking in. I just do. I don't, and that's not because I don't think they would deserve to be left out. I think the precedent has been set. Bringing Florida State in at number four, I think if you were to lose to, let's say they lost to Miami, I think they would drop to like seven, and the highest they would sniff is like six or five. I think they would be one of the first teams out of the playoffs. So let's hoping, if you're a Florida State fan, that does not happen, that Florida State continues to run the table and dominate this conference and other conferences, and we make it all the way to the ACC championship unscathed. So I'm really, really hoping that Florida State makes it. Now, I always have my favorite portion of the Garden Old Show every Thursday, 7 o'clock. Man, we got podcasts, we got YouTube, we got it everywhere. But my favorite part of doing the show on at 7 o'clock on Thursdays, college football pick 'em. Let's go.
How'd you do at the tables last night?
I'm about even.
Here's an idea. Why don't you give me half the money you were going to bet? and we'll go out back. I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
College football pick 'em another week. We got some good games coming up, man. We got some tonight. So really, really exciting slate this week. I'm about to pick. I'm lying. I wish Vince was here. He would be ringing the bell and laughing the entire time in this pick 'em section. Lots of upsets being about to be predicted by yours truly. I'm going for the throw on Vince's record against me right now. I'm in the lead on picking the spread correctly. Vince is in the lead on the overall record of picking the win-loss correct. So I'm going to go for the throat here and try to see if I can catch up in the final weeks of the season. So let's kick it off with a game tonight that I'm going to start watching right after this. Wake at Duke. Give me Duke in this game. I do think Duke wins, and I do think Duke covers. I think Duke's performance last week is not indicative of who they are. I think they're very banged up, but I think they hopefully get a little bit more healthy this week and get the win against Wake. I'm rooting for Duke and their quarterback. He played hard against us, so give me Duke in a 10-point win. BC at Syracuse. Yeah, give me Syracuse. I'll take the 3 points. I think Syracuse will win by a touchdown. Not a very exciting game. This is like put me to sleep football, right? But yeah, definitely give me the Cuse by 10. Notre Dame, Clemson. I have an incorrect record here. Clemson's record is not 3-2. It's not that at all. But everything else here is correct. Upset number one. Give me Clemson against Notre Dame. Give me the Tigers. I think everyone's given Dabo crap this week, and his comments this week were ridiculous. I actually wanted to talk about that in a second. But yeah, give me Clemson for the upset. So obviously, Clemson will, I think, will win, and I think they'll win by 7. So that's my first upset pick of the week. North Carolina. Georgia Tech at Virginia. Oof. Give me Georgia Tech. And give me the points. I think Georgia Tech wins and wins by 3 points. Good old Yellow Jackets, man. Fight until the end. Vatek at Louisville. Another upset by yours truly. Another one. Unbelievable. Virginia Tech pulls out the upset, wins by 3 in a last-second field goal. Virginia Tech in the driver's seat for the ACC Championship with a huge win against Louisville. It's going to be a fun one. There was a game last week where I told Vince that, and everyone laughed at me on last week's show, that I almost picked correctly and came down to one of the last seconds. That was Miami. I thought that I picked them to lose last week in a big upset, and they almost did, but they pulled it out in overtime. But Kimmy Vatek, huge upset against Louisville, knocking Louisville back. And then the race is wide open, man. It's wide open. Miami at NC State. Another upset. North Carolina State. Miami shits the bed right before they play Florida State. Unbelievable. Miami fans crying in their sleep as they try to wonder what happened. What have we done by signing the coach we signed? Who knows? Will it end on a knee? Have they figured that part out? We'll see. But NC State, give me NC State by a touchdown. Another big upset. Before we get to my Florida State score prediction, in Vince's honor, his daughter goes to Georgia Southern. I pulled this line. I don't know if it's correct, the stat line, but I'm going to pick Georgia Southern to win this game and win by 10 against Texas State. So, gotta, Vince, in your honor, I'm still representing Georgia Southern. Last but not least, Florida State at Pitt. That line, I'm going to pick Florida State to win. That line is making me think they handled Wake Forest last week. Oh, what the hell? Florida State covers, 28-point win. You know what? I'm not going to pick the how many points. Let's say Florida State, I know I've been going high lately, and this has been kind of teasing me a little bit. Let's go with the old 45-10. 45-10, Florida State remains undefeated in the ACC, headed into their final ACC game of the year against Miami. Who knows? College game day? Maybe there? I don't know. Hearing some rumors of that? Sure do hope so. That would be a lot of fun if College Game Day made its way to Tallahassee for a game this year. You know, we've pretty much been in the top four all year, but they can't figure out a way to come see us. But that is the college football pick'em for this week. And I do want to get to some of these comments. Man, looks like Vince is, I don't know if that's his pick or if he's, or if he can't believe it, if he's in shock. Very interesting. Again, Vince, I held it down with Georgia Southern. Gotta, man, gotta. I'm happy to help out in your stead. The last thing I want to talk about tonight is the Dabo Swinney situation. For those of you that don't know, on his radio show this past week, a fan calls in, I think his name was Justin or something, and said, how does he justify his salary with being a 500 team? Dabo went on a complete tirade on, you know, if you think it's so easy, why don't you apply for the job? Let's see how you do. We've won this national championship and that national championship. And, you know, everyone, you know, thinks we're down and we're so close and all the complete nonsense. For all of you who hadn't watched it, just type in Dabo Swinney rant and you'll see the videos in the last week or so. Get over yourself, Dabo. It's embarrassing at this point. I think everyone knows that program's headed into the side of a cliff. I think he won't be out this year, but I think next year, by the end of next season, Dabo Swinney, I don't think, will be the head coach of Clemson. So another big prediction by yours truly. I think he's a hollow man. I think a lot of the words that come out of his mouth don't ring real authentic. Yeah, that is true. I think Raj is referring when he says better than the suicide comment. I think he's referring to a moment in which I think the quote was like, you know, losing is kind of like, it's no different than like if someone dies in your family or something like that. Clemson's heading to the side of a mountain. We have all been waiting for it. I told Vince on this very show, I think 2-3 years ago, that if and when Brent Venables left Clemson, that's, I think, the beginning of their downturn. And it appears that I am right in this case. I think Brent Venables was underrated part of that coaching staff. And I think he held together, you know, the elite defenses at that time. And listen, Clemson still has studs everywhere, but if you watch their defensive performance the last couple of weeks, it's just not impressive. Like they look above average, but they don't look elite by any means. And that's nothing but five stars in that offense. So, cheers to everyone on Clemson, Miami, and Florida, all struggling right now to return to their former glory. Florida State on the path, hopefully, for a playoff spot. I'm excited. Vince is excited. I appreciate all of you showing up for this this week of the Garden Old Show. And I do want to thank one more time the owners of Fishware Brewing Company. This past week, we were there doing a live show for the Wake Forest game. So much fun. Best Noel Bar in Jacksonville. So if you're in the Jacksonville, Florida area and Florida State's playing, head to Fishware Brewing Company. It's near the Riverside, Ortega area. Really great bar. It's fantastic. They have a garnet and golden ale. It's delicious. But thank you for them for hosting us twice this year. And I based on our conversations, we might do even more next year. So we will see. It's been a great partnership. That's all I have for tonight. I hope Vince is able to join the show next week. I'm sure he will. But I hope all of you enjoy the game. Let's go beat Pitt. Send the Chiefs all the damn time. And finally, last but not least, go Noles. Have a great night.
SEC, Florida State, Florida State, your brothers, your team, your heartbeat. We some dogs. We ain't no puppies.